Hello, everyone. I pray you're doing well today. Hope the month of August has kicked off in a strong way. You got your head in the game and you're ready to take on our soon coming fall, right? Hope you're doing well. Let's continue this. I'm talking about the race. Out of Hebrews 12, verse 1, Paul said to have endurance to run the race that's before us, right? And you'll see him, Paul, referring to the race in quite a few other scriptures as well. And then next week, I'll really go into Philippians, five essentials to winning this race. It's powerful. But I'm giving you a little bit of pointers about the race in general right now. I said yesterday, number one, it's not an ordinary race. In fact, it's extraordinary. We talked about the agony sometimes in a race. But that you're not racing against others, you're racing against self. And sometimes it's an agony to say no to self and let Christ rise, but it's the best thing in the world. Because once you do that, you start to soar. You really do. Number two, I was saying the race is unique to you. You don't compete against people, and that's a blast. You don't have to compare yourself. It's your race. Number three, it is full of obstacles. It's got obstacles, hurdles, and hazards. Oh my. They can't be avoided or erased. It is what it is. They will come in different sizes. They will come at different stages. But just know there's a purpose behind every obstacle if you give it to God. He is strengthening you. He is getting you ready for your destiny. In fact, walking through some of the hurdles is part of your destiny. Number four. You run to win the race. Now that might sound like, well, doesn't that sound worldly? I want to win, I want to win. Hey, think about something, folks. You want to win in that you're trying to look like Christ. So try to get out of your brain, you know, I want to win, I want to beat my opponent. Well, your opponent is yourself. It's the self life, brothers and sisters. Run in such a way that you may win, 1 Corinthians 9:24. Winning is not beating another runner. You're winning as you're straining to be more like Christ. And the goal is not to be perfect, but to be progressing. I've heard that phrase in other areas, but it is true here. The goal is not perfection, but progression, progress. Do you see a difference in your journey? Do you see you winning against that fleshly thing that took you down 2 years ago? If so, my brothers and sisters, guess what? You're winning. You're running the race and you're winning. Number five, winning this race, what I'm about to say, will require everything that you have. If you were in my class, I would say everything. Now look at this in the natural. The average Olympian trains 4 hours a day, 310 days per year for 6 years before succeeding. That translates into more than 7,000 hours of training for an event that might last less than 60 seconds. 7,000 hours for an event that's less than 60 seconds. Paul wants us to pursue Christ, pursue his hand on us with this kind of passion that he sees in that Olympian athlete. And it will require a lifetime of training, prayer, Bible study, worship, service, evangelism, stewardship, disciplines needed for the race.